Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture.
Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another very special remote edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our agriculture communications intern, Holly Anderson, and we are coming to you live from Flagstaff. We are at the Little America Hotel, where Arizona Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee is hosting our Summer Agricultural Conference. And so before we get started today, I want to chat with Holly a little bit about the internship. So it's been about 3 weeks now that you've been here?
Yeah, just about.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how you got really interested in agriculture communication specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. I really wasn't exposed to agriculture and advocating for it until I got to high school when I participated in FFA. I immediately got a super growing passion for it. I used to compete in public speaking, employment skills, as well as agri-science, and I really understood the impact that is made. You get to be able to advocate for like movements that you think are super important for you. And agriculture really ignited a spark in me. So when I graduated, I knew I wanted to pursue something that would continue advocating for agricultural voices.
That is a very unique industry, first of all, but we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
So when you think about an internship opportunity, what is it that you are looking for to take away from that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing for this internship opportunity, I love being able to meet industry connections. I love being able to see other people empowering others and being able to understand at a professional level what kind of pathways everyone took to get here and talking to them about their journeys and sort of see how that can reflect in my own pathway as I'm continuing my career in this field.
Absolutely. I think that is maybe one thing that people are a little hesitant about is the networking portion of it. But that is truly one of the most important pieces of any opportunity that you have. And this conference here today is a great opportunity. You're going to meet a lot of people, you know, while we're looking at industry updates and things like that. But it's also a chance to meet people from all over the state in all different sectors of agriculture and really kind of glean a lot from them. So how has your experience with the internship been so far?
It's been super fun. I've loved being able to contact different people throughout the experience. Also learning about sectors and how powerful they are within Arizona. My first one sort of went over a lot of just overall Arizona statistics, my first blog post that I made. Just being able to look at the census and just like feel so much pride for Maricopa County and how much that we do for the agricultural community was something that was super phenomenal. Being able to break that down into each sector and sort of focus on that, whether or not we're talking about the beef industry, dairy industry, as well as just like the women leadership here. So that has been something that has been my favorite tasks for sure, is creating these blog posts and then being able to reach out to the communities through digital media and telling them that they should really look into it and be as proud of it as they should be.
Yeah. Maricopa County is so unique. It's, first of all, it's so big. This is my new favorite statistic I've been telling everybody, is Maricopa County, square mile-wise, is larger than the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, insane.
And within that, we have Phoenix and the whole Phoenix metro, right? So we have this huge urban population. But outside of that, we have just incredible agriculture.
Right.
But also within that urban setting, we have incredible agriculture. So it's really dichotomous. And I think that's one of my favorite things about being in this position, is being able to share that with people. and really get their story out there and help people understand, you know, where their food's coming from. And it's always like I get this satisfying moment when people are like, oh my gosh, like you're growing tomatoes in the middle of the city. I'm like,
yeah,
people are doing it everywhere. I'm like, oh my gosh, my dairy is coming from Buckeye. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So like that's always such a moment for me, and I love being able to share that. And then also sharing with other agriculturalists that digital media doesn't have to be scary or intimidating.
Mm-mm.
Right? And you know, that's why we're all here collaboratively. Like, agriculturalists help each other all the time anyway. We're one big community.
Right? Yeah.
And so like, let us help you with this piece that, you know, mm-hmm. we're doing pretty good at. And like, so that I think is an important piece to ag communications that maybe we don't always think about because we get so focused on, you know, like the one task at hand.
But mm-hmm.
us being able to share their story and help them understand media a little bit and just give them kind of that confidence and that power.
Yeah.
Is a really important piece to ag communications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's super important too because digital media has really encouraged like diversity and being able to see all these people that have access to our platforms now. I mean, we just started holding virtual meetings as well for policy meetings. That's something that now makes things so much more accessible for people and people who want to participate in agriculture. So I think being able to have media, whether or not that's through virtual calls or through social media, really helps get the word out there for people who are passionate about it and really want to learn more.
Absolutely. You know, you're right. We did start the virtual policy development meeting this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just an option, right? It doesn't have to be all in. Agriculture is still going to be very much a mm-hmm. face-to-face interaction kind of industry. That's
of course.
Like, I would rather be face-to-face too.
Yeah.
But having that option these days, especially when you're just so busy, everybody mm-hmm. is trying to squeeze everything in, and well, let's make it just a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And more accessible. And you know, the more accessible we make it, you know, the larger we can build this community, and that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Yeah.
So I want to jump back a little bit to mm-hmm. your background. You were in FFA.
Yeah.
And so what were you doing in FFA? Were you showing livestock?
I did show livestock. I used to show sheep. I did that for 2 years. And then I switched to small stock, actually, my senior year, so that I could focus a lot more on the CDEs I was competing in. So I had a super fun time competing in Maricopa County, super green to it. I just found out one of my friends was participating in this organization called FFA and that he was going to raise lamb. And I was like, perfect. I want to do that, too. And so I jumped in, like, in the deep end. I just decided I was going to get a lamb and then enroll in my classes from there. And it was so eye-opening. It was something that I was not familiar with. I grew up in the East Valley, and so we constantly are always seeing this, like, urbanization, agricultural properties. So being able to understand that I'm still able to immersify myself in different agricultural production and still being able to do that within a very urban area was something that was super exciting to me. So being able to do that, I had so much fun showing livestock, and I also got to compete in a lot of agri-science competitions where I got to focus a lot on doing research for humanitarian practices with livestock and being able to advocate for that, being able to have that confidence when you go into the show ring or on a stage really like solidified my decision to continue pursuing agriculture.
Yeah, I love that. And being from the East Valley,
mm-hmm.
you're probably familiar with some of the changes that are going on as we see this urbanization continue to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Creek was just in the news, and you actually wrote a blog piece about it.
Right.
So I would encourage everybody to go take a read there. But seeing that happen to, you know, your hometown.
Right.
And it affecting things that were very close to you and how you grew up and
mm-hmm.
how you kind of were fostered into the agriculture community.
Right.
That's tough, but I love hearing your perspective as a young person,
mm-hmm.
right? That how much it really helped you grow and solidify kind of you as a person and what your career path ultimately looks like.
Yeah, I think it may, when I hear a lot of people's experiences, it maybe seems a little non-traditional for me to like not be raised somewhere with property or not have large stock or compete in 4-H or anything like that. It wasn't until I got to high school that I really understood how important it is to be advocating for agricultural commodities. And so being able to continue to advocate for that and understanding that You don't have to start right when you're a baby. You don't have to start, you know, you don't have to be immersed in it from the beginning of your life in order to understand the importance of it and for you to get involved in it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people are intimidated by agriculture because of that. You know, like, I didn't grow up with it. I don't know anything about it. But I think that's the best part. Like, you're coming in with fresh eyes, with a fresh view, and you get to really just kind of dive in and take the bull by the horns.
Absolutely.
No, I think that is just such an incredible piece of the story, right? And that's all we want to do. We want to see more people involved in agriculture, and you don't have to have a background in it. You don't have to be raised on a farm. Like, another one of those statistics that I love to spot out is, you know, 1.7% of Americans are farmers and ranchers. So those are the people, you know, boots on the ground, are actually doing the food production. But over 10% of Americans work in agriculture.
Right.
So you've got, you know, 8.5% of our entire population, which is a lot of people, by the way. Like, they're involved in agriculture. So we need all of these people for these agricultural jobs. And they may not have to have an ag background. Like, there's so many different opportunities within ag. And ag communications is just one of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have all of these different jobs to fill, and it doesn't matter what your passion is. There's a spot for you in agriculture, and we need you, right?
Yeah.
So I love getting to see people come in from other backgrounds. And I think it only makes us stronger as an industry, too, because you're bringing different perspectives and just seeing things with fresh eyes. Sometimes that is all you need to kind of turn things around. So I love hearing that. Well, I want to thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks for being our intern. I always love getting to, you know, bring in some young, fresh minds and eyes, and we're able to really kind of just brainstorm new ideas together. And it always is for the better of the organization and also hopefully for you as
well. It has been such an amazing opportunity, being able to meet all the diversified people, understanding that agriculture, as important as it is to be caught in the fields, like, there's so many different sectors and so many different fields you can pursue to be a part of the process. And I've just loved being able to see all the process that's been here through the Farm Bureau.
Well, I can't wait for you to experience more of that.
Thank you.
Hopefully meet a lot of people today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited for it.
All right. Well, thanks again, Holly. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in this week, and we'll catch you next week with a brand new episode.
Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.